Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
To find y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I want to say welcome to you, and thank you so much for joining us here live in The Remix. And tonight is Sunday. Gosh, wow, funny. Funny how time flies. Tonight is Sunday. It is January, February, March, April the 21st, 2013. And it's so good to have you guys here live with me in the forum tonight in The Remix, doing what we do best right here in The Remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening. And I know you guys are listening from all over the world. And so glad you guys can join me here in The Remix. Boy, what a weekend. What a busy weekend with so much going on. And so many things out here happening for you guys. I just want to say greetings to everyone in the forum. Let me give you some directions. You'll want to get yourself over here and join us either in chat tonight or be on the phone lines because I have a remix first for you guys and a surprise for you guys tonight as we do the show tonight. Esther's going to be doing the show with me. So we're going to be doing a lot of fun things where we want you guys to interact with us in many, many ways. I will say this. I don't know what part of the world you're in, but you're going to want to put the babies to sleep tonight. You're going to want to put the babies to sleep tonight. And anyone who's sensitive to maybe talking about certain subjects or hearing certain language or certain words, you will get a chance to hear some of that. So you may want to put those things to rest for you tonight. Only thing that is required, what is always required of you right here in The Remix, is to come with a clear mind and a pure heart. And you guys know that that's the only thing that I truly, truly deal with. So we got a lot of fun stuff for you guys tonight. Magic makers, you magic makers out there, you'll get to do some magic in a very, very magical way tonight. I do want to welcome everyone to the forum. We're going to give some international shout out, see what family is out there listening. I see you guys piling all up on the phone lines as well as in the chat forum. If you want to get yourself over to the chat forum, let me tell you how to do that. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, it's how you're going to get yourself in. So here's what I also want to tell you guys out there who's out there listening. Know that tonight's show, no worries, if you miss something, you can always download, as well as any of the past Remix shows. You can go back and download. Now, if you didn't get a chance to hear the show that I did on Friday night, Looking for the Doppelganger, you want to go back and download that show as well, too. So you can go back and get that download and download that show and listen to it as well as all of the other Remix shows, because there's hundreds of them that you can actually download. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And, of course, hosting with me tonight is going to be Esther. So let's go ahead and bring her on. I know she's here. and so she can welcome you guys as well, too, as we get into taking care of some of the things we need to take care of before we start the show and talk about some other things and some great stuff that's going to be coming up. You with me, Esther?
I am here. Peace Remix family. Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey. You guys, let me tell you something. This is why it's so cool being a magic maker, because you don't know where inspiration is going to come from, how it's going to come, what direction it's going to come, and how it's going to just like sort of slap you on the ass and tell you to get moving. And tonight's show is kind of what happened. I kind of got slapped on my ass a little bit to go do something, and I just went and I did it. So you'll be hearing all about that as we get further into the show tonight, and then you'll understand why we're talking about tonight, about Confessions of a Magic Junkie. So I want you guys to, what I want you to do is as we get ready to get into the show tonight, I want you to think about some of your own personal confessions. I want you to think about some of the stuff that you want to get off your chest, some of the stuff that you want to dump it, because we'll be going over the science of dump it tonight. We'll be talking a little bit about that. I want you guys to kind of get into that energy just to really just get a piece of paper. As we're going through the show, I'm going to bring a song on that is going to force you. Yes, I said that word, force. It's going to force you to dig deep, and you're going to find what you need to release. Let me tell you why this is so important. It is so very important because starting on 4/22/2013, as we get ready to continuously move into this energy, and really this energy 30 days from tomorrow, is going to get kicked off in a way. Actually, we're going to be in this energy right now, very, very strong. This is almost like we're all going through a transformation period, a very, very strong transformation period. This is why a lot of the music, the sounds, the vibrations, the tones that I've been playing have been those songs to really, really get you to really get in tune with your emotions, to dig deep and to go deep within yourself, to get into that element of the water and really connect with your feelings and emotions in ways that you have not connected with before. Or maybe it's been a while. Because this is sort of the time for us to do our cleansing, our purification, our clearing, our releasing, our letting go. And boy, oh boy, tonight, you're going to get to do that. You're going to get to do
that.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
A very big way. So I'm so excited about that. Welcome, everyone, to the Remix. Esther, we're going to give some international shouts out right now and just kind of see who's riding with us, because it's always good to know who's out there kicking it and who's riding with us. I see you guys over there all hugged up on the couch. You know, some of you are at barbecues, you know, trying to pop a little game and, you know, flirt and do all this other stuff. Yeah, I see you guys out there. We see it. We see what you're doing. We got you covered. Okay, so we're going to be giving some international shots out. First shots out is going to go big ups to the UK and everyone out there in the UK listening. Big ups to you guys. Also Canada, big ups to you guys in Canada out there listening. We also have Jamaica in the house, Jamaica listening out there. We also have Berlin listening. Big ups to Berlin. We also have listeners from Sweden listening from us tonight. And also Australia is listening tonight. Big ups to you, Australia. Egypt's in the house tonight listening with us, as well as we have Japan. Ooh, big ups to everyone in Japan out there listening. And we'll give some more shots out as we continue, as well as the rest of you guys who are listening here. Our love and condolences goes to everyone out there in the Boston area and all over who loved ones have made their transition or is in the period of making their transition at this particular time. We send you a big ashe out to all of you out there listening. And Welcome, Magic Makers. Welcome to the remix tonight. We're definitely going to get it kicked off here tonight. Here's what I want you guys to do, because you're Magic Makers. I want to talk about tonight, Sunday night, you guys, and I always say this because I think it's very important to get this out there, is to let you know that we start to take our orders and we process our orders tonight for the Kim deck. And if you don't know what the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck is, where the hell have you been? But anyway, if you don't know about it, you do need to get it. And there's a couple ways that you can do it. You probably have seen, if you're part of the Remix Radio group, where you can connect with myself and Esther at, or the Remix Family group, you can connect with us over there. You can get yourself over there. And you can see, from time to time, I will pull a card based on universal energy, because we have many different levels that we connect ourselves with. Some of those are just our own personal bubble, you know, our own personal aura and energy. And then we also have what is called universal energy, where we all just sort of kind of connect together, especially those of us a part of the collective consciousness. So when I'm pulling one of those cards from the Kim deck, I pull for the collective conscious. And when I'm pulling for the collective conscious, this is how some of you will say, wow, I pulled that card today. Because you're also tapped into that frequency and energy of those of us who are part of the collective consciousness, which, by the way, can be measured. We did a show on that. And there are scientists all over the world in every major city in the world that measures consciousness. So all you magic makers out there, you're part of what they're researching and what they're measuring. They're measuring your thought patterns. They're measuring the energy that you're sending out into the universe and all throughout the world. So that's pretty cool. So I pull a card for the collective consciousness. If you want to know more about the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck, a deck that I channeled and worked with the sister Pure Feminine Energy, who channeled the artwork, and then the brother who channeled to put the layout together for us, just a highly melanated deck that has been amazing for brothers and sisters and people all over the world, www.msblue, as in the color, B-L-U-E, blast, like we're going to have a blast tonight, blast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. There you go. That's what you do. And then also for you guys to just keep your magic on current, you want to know about anything concerning magic, all you have to do is get the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And I want to say thank you to everyone who's investing in that and really doing their work, really understanding their magic on so many different levels. And you can check that out as well as go over to the Know Your Magic as the Know Your Magic deck at missblueblast.com/cards, and read hundreds of comments there that brothers and sisters from all over the world left. So you can also go back to www.blueblast.com and find out all of that information. Anything that you miss is in the show notes, so no worries. No worries. I got a special treat for everybody who have readings with me coming up this week. I'm not going to spoil it, but a special treat. So now, let's talk about confessions of the magic maker. Let's talk about that. Let's start talking about those confessions. Well, here's what I want you guys to know. That, again, this is a great time to do your cleansing, sort of feng shui for the mind, and really begin to start clearing out all of these thoughts and clearing out all of these things that sort of are blocking you, you know. You can think of your negative thoughts like pebbles, and you want to pick them up and you want to throw them back in the lake. You want to throw them away. And you want to begin to start bringing in more positive thoughts and thoughts that really support you, that uplift you. It's good for your health. It's good for your mind, your body, and your spirit. It is just good for your overall spirit of yourself at all. Now, that being said, welcome to the remix, you guys. I'm so excited tonight. Can you hear it, Esther? I'm excited.
Absolutely. Really, yeah, you off the chain. So that y'all know what that means, right, Remix?
I am so excited. excited. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing all kinds of shit over here right now. I am. I'm seeing all kinds of shit. Some good stuff, some bad stuff. That's why I told you, put the babies to bed tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Please let the babies go to bed. I do not want them hearing this, Blue, tonight, so put the babies to bed. We're going to be doing some grown folks business here, including the song that we're going to be jamming to tonight. It's going to be a grown folks song. Y'all know what that means, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what it means, right? Y'all know what it means when I say we're going to be jamming to some grown folks music tonight. We're going to be jamming to some grown folks music, and we're going to talk about some things that is important. I want to talk to you guys about Dump It and talk a little bit about the science of Dump It. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Dump It, Dump It came out about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And it was about a year, wasn't it about a year? Maybe not
a year,
say
but close
to a year. Yeah, about a year ago. And so Dump It, it's really a place. I got a divine channel about Dump It. And then a couple of days later, Bill Gates came out with sort of his version of Dump It and how he's helping the world when it comes to dumping waste. Well, we're dumping spiritual waste, which is very important because this is the first place that waste starts to set up. You know, this is where it starts to set up, in the mind. So it starts to set up in the mind. It can cause disease in the body, and it can cause chaos in your environment. It can cause your sacred space to go completely to hell. It can cause you to be sick on your job, to be sick at home, all of these things. So tonight, we're going to get into the science of Dump It, you know, and talk about that acronym. Some of you who've been in the Chem Business class, there was a Chem Business class that we actually, myself and Brother Bilal, went into the science of Dump It, and let me not forget, Soul Body Workshop, one-day workshop, is coming up on May the 11th. Get there. You know that song, You Can Reach Me Far Away. You know, I don't care how you get there. Get there. Yeah, get there if you can. You're going to want to be there, and you're going to want to pack a lunch, literally. You know how when you were a kid, Esther, and people would say, you trying to mess with me, you better pack a lunch because this is all day you talk.
Yeah, people still say that to me. So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys better pack a lunch. If you're coming for the Soul Body Workshop, it is a one-day workshop, never before done. I can promise you this. You can have the best time of your life. And it's just going to be so engaging. It's going to be so much love, so much learning, so much sharing, so much fun. And just in a way that is just going to be so amazing. And you're going to be able to take away your soul body. You're going to absolutely understand and know, you know how to say, my body, your body, you're going to understand exactly everything when it comes to your soul's body. So I'm so excited about this class, and I want to share it with you guys because, like I said, it is something that I've done, Brother Bilal has done, and quite a few other people, we won't mention their names quite yet, have done, and it is just amazing. My son was able to do it, and instantly from the time that you guys know he had an accident, he got sick, and he did his soul body and is flying with it, flying. Literally, he keeps it on his phone. He has it with him. This is something that is tested and proven. I'm sharing it with you guys because it has been tested and proven with myself. And so we're going to share it with you. You want to find out more information, just email questionforglue @gmail.com and put workshop, and we'll send you the rest of the details. May 11, 2013. That's coming up. Okay, so now, dump it ASAP. You got to let this stuff out. You got to release this energy from you. All of you magic makers taking into all of this energy that's flowing through your body, I don't know about you guys, but I can feel the energy flowing through me like never before. And as I continue to learn and grow, that continues to increase in so many different ways. But one of the things I also know is just like we have physical ways, we have spiritual ways. And you have to get that out too. Because if you don't, it'll start clouding up your information. It'll start clouding up your channels. And things will start to become very distorted for you and very twisted if you don't get it out. You know, there's a lot of scientific evidence that shows in research about people who hold on. That's the saying when they say your chest or your heart becomes heavy, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So people always ask me, Blue, how do you stay so charged up? How do you keep this going? How does things clearly and purely, see, because that's the key, to have a clear mind and a pure heart. How do you do it, Blue? Because I dump, literally. I dump. Because I have to dump it. I hold nothing in. I dump. I do a lot of defragging, emotional dumping. I dump it. I get mad. I get sad. I get happy. I get angry. All of these things. It is so important that we begin to dump. So dump it. ASAP, A-S-A-P, stands for the ancient science awakening our power. So that's the power behind dump it. So here's what we're going to do. If you guys want to dance, if you guys want to dance when we play this song, you can, but you may want to do some writing. I want us to do some writing. But I want you guys to just ponder this thought. Imagine if I held on to all of the information and all the readings I do. Can you imagine, Esther, how fucking crazy I would be? I mean, I'm crazy. But can you imagine how crazy I would be if I
can't. It's a scary thought. That's a scary thought. Just knowing everything that comes through that I hear about, I can only imagine. That's a scary ass thought, for real. For real.
Oh, I would be insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane. I would be locked up, and I would be absolutely no good to you.
Yeah.
None. I would be no good to anyone, and I wouldn't even be good to myself. So dump it is how you stay charged, how you stay balanced. It's a big way of how we begin to do that, is to get into that energy, how we can begin to waken our ancient science of awakening our powers. That's how we do it, through ASAP, dumping it, getting it out right away. So it doesn't matter if it's something that happened at work, at school, in a relationship, if you are driving on the freeway. A lot of people have road rage. You know I did, driving that U-Haul truck. Now I understand why guys sometimes like those big trucks, because boy, oh boy. I felt, I was sitting in that big U-Haul truck driving down 35. Oh, you couldn't tell me shit. I was like, move out of my way. Here I come. Move out of my way.
Wow.
So, yes, I was in that U-Haul I was helping my son out. You guys know he's back at college and doing his thing and doing it in a very, very big way. And, he's actually in the Honors College as well, too. So he's doing big things.
Wow, congrats.
So he's doing his work. I'm very proud of both of my children because they're so solid in their work. And these are some of the principles that I live by. These are not just things I tell you guys on the remix. These are things that I live by. And so his soul body is at work right now. And Dump It is something I encourage him. I encourage Baby Blue. I encourage my mama, my daddy. I encourage everybody to dump it, including myself. Hell, I got to dump.
We all
got to dump. That's right. Or we should be dumping because this is really how we activate and keep, you know, we talk about feng shui, but this is how you keep that life force energy moving through your body. You keep that chi. You keep those channels open. I know a lot of times we focus on those, what the textbooks would say is those major chakras, you see. Those major chakras in our body. But one of the things is that we also have thousands and thousands and thousands of little chakras. And they're like the generators that push the energy that make the major chakras flow. That's where stuff gets caught up at. That's where it gets caught up. Because quite frankly, a lot of people are full of shit. Literally, mentally, figuratively,
every way you can take it,
a whole bunch of shit. So much jealousy, competition, hate, deceit, envy, all of these things. All of these things happen.
Yep.
And they hold on to this. You got to dump that shit. You know, they start getting to the point where it's almost like in the cartoons, they open their mouth. And in case you guys didn't know, some of the things in the courses, when it comes to psychology, one of the courses, and I know, Esther, you can appreciate this, they talk to you about your psychological and your, and also what's called your online fingerprint, just like you had a fingerprint in real life that no one else in the world has, there's a way that people can read your online fingerprint, too.
Yeah,
and so those signatures are very, very distinct. And quite frankly, I guess what I could say is a lot of people are full of so much shit.
They like Pepe Le Fou. They like the little skunk walking around with the little trail, a smell that's following them. Everything they say, everything that comes out is just bullshit. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you can see it. You can see it online. You can even see it in the words that come together for you to type something, for you to put a post or a comment or just to release stuff. You've got to find how to get that shit out of you because, quite frankly, it stinks. It stinks.
It does.
It does.
Yeah. And
it's
sometimes it's buried so low. Yeah, I was just going to say, sometimes it's buried so deep within that it's like when you have something that, like, rots in the refrigerator or something that you left someplace for so long. Exactly. And then when you take it out, you like, how did that stay in there that long? Because you smell it and you look at it and you're like, oh. But sometimes we can hold things, and I know I can attest to this, just I don't even realize that it's still affecting me. But, you know, once it's exposed, you like, damn, because it starts to impact so many other things. Like, you know, you mad about something that you done pushed down here, and it has nothing to do with all these other things, but now it's spilled over. So it's just like having that rotten food. It's one thing that's causing the smell, but you open the refrigerator, and the whole thing smells like it. And it's one little, you know, kiwi that's down in the corner that's done rotted, but that's causing, it's fucking up your aura. It's fucking up everything else because of that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's true.
Worse than having
gas. That's true.
Yes.
It is, Kalimar. It is literally worse than having gas. You know how they say one bad apple don't spoil my show?
Yes.
That's true, but one bad apple, if you leave one bad apple in with the rest, eventually you're going to have a whole bunch of stinky apples. Eventually.
That's right. That's
They're
right.
all going to get stinky. So that's what our focus is going to be here tonight. It's going to be dumping it. Now, I'm going to play a song. And here's a couple of things that I want you guys to do as we get ready to get into our share for this evening, Confessions of a Magic Junkie. I want you guys to just kind of let the words flow through. And I want you to understand, because there's many things that can happen when we start to hold on to these negative thoughts and we allow them to fester within ourselves, and we don't have a constructive way of clearing them out, it starts to cloud our judgment in every area of our lives. A lot of times, and I see this a lot in the records when I'm doing readings, people, it will activate things. So let me explain just for a moment what I mean by activating things. For those of you who've had past life readings from me, or you've heard me do them on the air, what happens is these past life traumas, when they begin to come up, there are certain things in this life that activate them. I want you to think about this. We all sort of kind of entered into an agreement to come back here on Earth. And in this agreement that we entered into when we said we were coming back to Earth, we said these are some of the things that I want to do while I'm here. This is what I want to accomplish, and this is what I want to do. Our spirit guides, we've made agreements with a lot of them, not all of them, before we came back to Earth to say, check it out. Imagine sitting at the round table, and this is why in a lot of cultures and a lot of spiritual pictures, you will see the gathering of the round table. And this is symbolic of sort of what I call the holding place, that where you go into. And most of the time, a soul, before it reincarnates itself back onto the planet, we go into this holding place. And we're in this particular holding place for a while. It doesn't seem like a long time, because over on that side, it's not a long time. But here, it's pretty long. At this table, you meet a lot of your spirit guides that will be with you. And you say, hey, you know, when I come back down here on Earth, let's say I want to be a candy maker. You say, that's what I want to do. Ultimately, I want to learn about how to give unconditional love, and I want to be a candy maker. So your spirit guides talk to you about this and say, okay, well, you know, maybe in this lifetime, because we've been here hundreds of times trying to get this shit right, y'all. You know, for us, it seems like this is the one life and all of these lives are separate. But our soul, this is all one life. It doesn't separate it. It's like we got to keep moving. We got to get this right. So what happens is, as we get ready to sit at this table and we're making these agreements and we're getting these things together, our spirit guides are there to really kind of help us stay on target. But certain things happen in your life, and that's how you rear from the path. When you start to rear off of this path, it's when you activate those past life traumas. Ah, that's how they get kicked in.
Wow.
So
yeah.
When you're meeting all of this opposition and you can't get to sort of that divine place where you know that you're doing your soul purpose work, this is why the readings And the Akashic records are so powerful for you to get an understanding about what's going on. And so you can get back not on somebody else's track, but your track. Because you can get sidetracked. You can sort of rear and be way off target from what you agreed to come back to do. Now, we talked about willpower being what trumps everything down here. So you get to go off of what you don't say. That's why even when we start to look at our ancient science and we start to look at really how we can begin to awaken our powers, one of the first ways to begin to awaken our powers is going to be through sound, through our thoughts. Because in this time-space reality, as humans, that's an activation key for us. So when you start to say things to yourself and thoughts to yourself, it's not about anybody else, and you don't do that, then you're rearing off the path of what you said you were going to do for yourself. And this is where I see, based on my research and working in the records, where a lot of past life traumas start to get activated. Because you, and then once they're activated, because it's not just from this life, it becomes so impactful. Like once there was a brother, and when I was doing his past life reading, I said to him, I said, you can't wear necklaces, turtlenecks, scarves, or even have a jacket around your neck. And he said, you're absolutely right, Miss Blue. Well, it turns out in the past life, he died by being choked to death.
Wow.
So all of these things can get activated. And so as a result, he had some fears when it came to certain things in his life. And that stopped him from moving forward in a lot of different areas of his life. So, you know, when we're dumping this, so you know how everybody talks about positive thinking and keeping positive people around you, and we say, ah, oh, that's just some baby, you know, metaphysical stuff. That ain't no real science. That ain't no real occult shit. That ain't nothing. No, it's very powerful because when you begin to activate these things within yourself, they pull up these ancient records and these past life traumas. And suddenly you find yourself saying, I don't know why, but if somebody lie on me, this is something that almost makes me go insane. I don't know why, but anytime I go across a river, I start shaking and all of this.
Yes, yes.
All of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I don't want no kids. I don't know why, but I can't stand my daddy. I don't know why, because these things have been activated. Collective consciousness is more potent than ever for awakening. We are really picking up the pieces of our being. That's what we're doing. We're picking up the pieces of our being. And this is important, and that's what the records do. But you have to still continuously do your work as a human. You have to continuously do our work as human. One of the hardest things that our spirit guides, every single one of them, when I'm talking to you guys, spirit guides, the number one thing that they tell me that is so hard to get humans to do is for humans to stop doing the same shit over and over again, making the same mistake.
I bet.
Yeah. That's what it is, Blue. That's the hardest thing for you damn humans to do. If something is not working, to try something else. That's the hardest thing we can get you humans to do. Y'all don't want to do that shit. Y'all want to keep saying, oh, because I think it's going to be different, or because I wore my green shoes today and not my purple ones, it's going to be different. And this is, because I got my white panties on, I ain't going to do it tonight because I wore my green panties last time. Come on, stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
So that was the hardest thing they said for humans to do is to stop doing the same thing over and over again. That's what the spirit guides are trying to keep humans from doing. So what happens when we allow these thoughts to stay within us? They start to bring up different things. We're going to play a song tonight. I want you guys to do, you know how they say, can you walk and chew gum at the same time? Well, I want you to dance, and I want you to write at the same time. And I know you can do it because you done did it before. How many times you done been sitting down jamming to something, writing your phone number down? Or how many times you've been at a barbecue or something and you've been playing dominoes and you slipped somebody your cell phone for them to put their phone number in there for you? How many times have that happened? How many times you've been at work and you've been working on something but jamming to some music at the same time? Oh, I see you out there. You doing it. You doing it. You doing it. Oh, you doing it. Yes, you are. So that's what I want you guys to do. And I want you to begin to just think about something that you need to dump. And then when we come back, me and Esther are going to tell you how you can be a part of the movement, Confessions of a Magic Junkie. All right. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So don't forget, you're going to be dancing and you're going to be writing whatever comes to you. I want you to allow this song, and trust me, it was divinely picked for you to get into the energy where you can find stuff that goes deep, 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 deep inside of you to dump or to confess. So here we go.
T-Rone. Yeah. Yeah. Really should I have a rope? Hello, love, I know you do, and I know you can get me killed, get me killed. How dare you judge the ways of love when you're the reason that I don't trust. Fuck you, love, fuck you, love. Hello, love, I know your deal, and I know you can get me killed. You can get me killed. Fuck you, love. 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 I know you can get me killed. Woo! Okay. Let's fall in love.
All right, you guys. That was Hello Love by T-Bone.
Yeah.
That's a ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
Yes. Right to the point, though. Conveys that message.
Yes.
So clearly. I love it.
Yes. Very, very clear. And the reason why, and it's grown and sexy here tonight, you guys. You know how we do. Psycho, sexy, cool. The reason I played that song is because that's literally what can happen when you hold on to all of these thoughts, particularly these negative thoughts, and you don't dump them. Sometimes we have things, as my mommy would say, that should stay between you. They're a thought, an honest thought that you have. But if you allow that thought to just keep festering in your mind, it will get you to the point where you want to say, even if you listen to the song, it's like he feels he knows what's going on, but at the same time, he wants this love. But he's saying, fuck you, love. You know?
Yes.
Fuck you,
yes.
Love. I know
yes.
You can have me killed. You
yeah.
understand? But then he's saying, love, don't judge me, because you're the reason I'm lusting. This is why I want you.
Right.
You know, but
right.
fuck you. I want you, but fuck you, you know?
Child,
it's really
yes. I feel this song. Oh,
yes.
goodness, yes.
Yes, you understand. So I remember when I first heard it, I thought, I like it. I don't. I like
mm-hmm.
it, but I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I like
mm-hmm.
it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but it really is, all jokes aside, it really is letting you know that this energy, when it stays inside of you and you don't release it, you can get yourself to that point. And love is really at the core of a lot of it. You know, it really is at the core of a lot of it. I hope you guys took this opportunity. I know some of you were just amazed at the song. I see you over there sitting back in your chair smoking a nice cigar. I don't know who this brother is, but he's a good-looking brother, kind of mature brother with his legs crossed. And he kind of sat up while I was playing the song, like, hold up, Blue.
Hold
up. What's this you playing? So it is one of those songs to really kind of grab you, and it really kind of gives you an opportunity to do some reflection. And so that's one of the ways that you can actually really tap into that energy. And we know love is so strong, particularly when it comes to sacred unions or our family and people that we care about. We're going to play one more song for you, me and Esther, and yes, we're going to unleash the surprise to you guys. And on this song, though, I want you to just write, at least get 3 or 4 things that you know long time ago you should have dumped, you should have released, you should have let go of, you should have got rid of, you should have let that thought out of your mind. You can even begin to think about some of the things that you've been thinking about today. And then we're going to do something very unique after we unleash the gift for everybody here tonight. And then some people say they're still trying to recover from the song.
Yeah, y'all real special.
You know, so just
wow.
So, so we're going to play another song. And on this song, because we're going to open up the phone lines, because I know Confessions of a Magic Junkie, we got a lot of them. And we're going to talk about some of those things, maybe even do readings here tonight, but we're going to do a lot of other things. But I want you, during this song, I believe in the power of the pen, and to take ink to paper, preferably blue. And I want you to just kind of get yourself into a trance writing state as this song begins, because this is about things. Maybe it's something that you should have forgave, but you didn't do that. It's so important because I want you guys to get ready for this energy that's coming up, and this energy is coming up very, very soon here. We're going to see a lot of changes, a lot of transformations that's going to get kicked off. And that energy is coming up on us. This cleansing, a lot of this cleansing is a great time to do that we're going to start coming up on this energy. So I want you guys to start releasing this stuff as well. And so I want you guys to begin to start thinking about this. It's causing illness, disease in our bodies, in our minds. It's making us sick and all kinds of different things. It's affecting our families, our relationships, our jobs, you know, our life work. It's keeping us from our divine purpose. So if there is something or someone that you need to forgive, and remember, forgiveness is never about the other person. It is always about you. It's not about them. It's about you opening up your heart and letting this energy flow out of you. We talk so much about Kundalini energy and life force energy. Well, what do you think happens when your chi can't flow very smoothly throughout your body? Things become distorted. Things become twisted. Fear starts to set in, you know? True hearing doesn't even come through the mind, it comes through the heart. But we've become so congested with these things that we need to dump that the only place that we're able to hear is in our minds and not our heart. So I want you guys to think about that while we play this next song, and then we'll get into we'll get into the gift right after that. So yes, you guys, welcome to the remix. I'm your host, Miss Blue.
And this is Esther. Hey, y'all.
And we're live. And you guys are live in the remix. In the remix, yeah. So we're going to get ready to play this other song. I just want to make sure everything is cued here. I see you guys all in the chat room. We're so excited tonight. We have a very, very big gift for you guys that really is going to change everything. It really is. And I can't wait till later on in the show because it's
Yes, yes. One of them nights.
Ooh, it's one of them nights. Yes, it is. So let's get this next song ready for you guys. Don't worry, we'll hear Baby Blue a little later. Let's see. All right, so here we go. I want you guys to do some writing. Think about those things of forgiveness. Think about those things of letting go and releasing from yourself. This is the perfect time to do it, just to do it. Write it down. Just put it on paper for now. Write it down.
When I'm nervous, I have this thing, yeah, I talk up. It's like I need to tell someone, anyone to listen, and that's where I seem to mess up. Yeah, I forget about the consequences. For a minute there, I lose my senses. And in the heat of the moment, my mouth starts going, the words start flowing. But I never meant to hurt ya. I know it's time that I learn to treat the people I love like I wanna be loved. This is a lesson learned, and I hate that I let you down, and I feel so bad about it. I guess karma comes back around, 'cause now I'm the one that's hurting, yes. And I hate that I made you think, yes, that the trust we had is broken. No, I could turn back the hands of time, I swear I never would have crossed that line. I should have kept it between us, but Jessie went and told the whole world how she's feeling. So I sit and I realize, with these tears falling from my eyes, I gotta change if I wanna keep you forever. I promise that I'm gonna try, but I never meant to hurt you. I know it's time that I learned to treat the people I love like I wanna be loved. This is a lesson learned, and I hate that I let you down, and I feel so bad about it. I guess karma comes back around, 'cause now I'm the one that's hurting, yes. And I hate that I made you think that the trust we had is broken. So don't tell me you can't forgive me, 'cause nobody's perfect, no, 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 no. Okay. No, 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 no. I'm not a saint, no, not at all. But what I did, that wasn't cool. But I swear that I'll never do that again to you. Yeah, I'm not a saint, no, no, not at all. But what I did, that wasn't cool, no. But I swear that I'll never do that again to you.
I can't imagine if I was able to stay in New York
and go to fame, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. But
yeah.
Instead, you know, I had kidnappers waiting for me, so I had to go. Oh God, yes,
wow.
My life. Okay, so now I see you guys. You were over there and you were writing, and you were writing a lot of things. So let me take you back to the vision so you guys can understand about how this process works. In the Kim Business class, and Esther, I know you went through the Kim Business class, when we talk about dream to reality, and the rest of you who've been through the Kim Business class as well, that process, sometimes dream to reality, can take years. It can take a lifetime. And other times it can happen in a blink of an eye. And that's what happened. This is what happens when you're open and you're clear and you can hear things and energy can flow through you and it can flow in such a divine way that it comes quickly. So let me tell you guys what I was doing. I was actually putting together the show for tonight, and the show for tonight was on feng shui. And actually, I'll even give you guys the title so you can see how this works. The title was Feng Shui, The Secret of MOP, M-O-P. I'm not going to tell you what MOP is because we're going to do that show still. And so I knew the energy for tonight was about clearing out and it was about cleaning. I knew it was about that. And then all of a sudden, ring, my little antennas went out. And I started to reflect back, as I often do, over things that I've worked on. And I said, let me get over and check out Dump It. Like, let me get over and check out Dump It. Like, I need to go over to Dump It and check on Dump It and see. And I said, gosh, you know, I have this beautiful vision for Dump It. And I knew that it was eventually going to turn into something. It's another one of my gifts I wanted to give to you guys. And I've still been working on trying to manifest my vision for it. But I knew when the right time came that spirit would help guide me. My spirit guides will help guide me into making Dump It something that can really encompass what I know it can help, it can assist people with. So long story short, and without me going into too much of the background, about a week or so ago, me and my son was having a conversation, and I was sharing with him some of my work and sharing with him about Dump It and telling him sort of my vision for Dump It. And one of those things he told me, he said, well, you know, Mom, you should really kind of get that going because this is amazing. I'm sure people all over the world would want to continuously dump and have a way of finding out about dumping it the way that you see it. I said, well, it's still a work in progress, like your mama. I'm a work in progress.
We all are, yes.
Yeah. And, so it came to me, and, you know, I have met so many brothers and sisters doing readings. Like, you guys are so, can I say it, Esther? You guys are, like, so fucking amazing. Like,
yes.
Really, y'all are so
yes.
Amazing. Like, it just, I'm just in awe when I connect with you and I find out what your true divine work is. And that you guys are moving in that direction, or I can be a part of that process of helping you tap into that energy even further and help confirm what you already knew in your heart. And you're doing it from a very, very authentic place. That is the best connection in the world for me when that happens. And I remember meeting a sister. And she was one of the recent recent readings that I've done. And I was talking to her and I kept saying, God, I got to get in touch with her. Because I remember she did things with graphics and she did things with computers. And I met quite a few of you guys who have done that. This particular sister stayed kind of set in my mind. And so I reached out to her, and I said, let me give her a call. I said, I've got to give her a call and talk to her because I want to run this idea by her and see if it's possible for this to happen. Like, is this just some crazy psycho dream that Miss Blue is having? Or is this even possible? Can it be done, what I'm trying to do? And so I knew that it could have been done because I've seen it done in one way or the other, but not what I wanted to do, not exactly. And I didn't know anyone who could really pull it off, one, because I couldn't even articulate what it was. So how, you know, that's what we talk about in the Kim Business class. When you're going through those steps from dreams to reality, how you can even be, sometimes we get these visions and we have these projects birthing inside of us that we can't even articulate with words.
Yes.
There's the words. So, you know, it's hard to explain to somebody some shit you can't explain.
That's right.
So, you know, we started to talk, but this is the power of really kind of trusting your own spirit and moving on that. I started to talk with her, and because of her knowledge and what she does, she was able, without even really saying anything, lead me to where I needed to go to find out what I needed to articulate. Wow. And so she did. She said, well, you know, Miss Blue, and I'll say her name. Hopefully she's okay with that. Tamara. She's an amazing sister. And she said to me, she said, well, Miss Blue, she said, I'm going to research it, and then I'll get back with you, you know. And I loved her honesty in it. She said, you know, it sounds like it's possible. Let me research and see how we can make this happen. But, of course, she doesn't know crazy Miss Blue.
Yes.
She knows me, but she don't know me. Like, I wanted this shit done, like, yesterday. Like, yesterday. I know I'm calling you, like, at 7 o'clock tonight, but I want it done, like, yesterday. Like, that's how I work. And I really don't expect anybody, well, a few people. I kind of do it to Esther, Sister Munya, and, you know, a couple other people.
I do it to
them all the time, you know. But I try not to do that to anybody else, you know. I do it to Brother Bilal sometimes, you know. But I try to only keep that craziness to me. Well, I started to do my own research. And I just started playing around with stuff. I made a joke with her tonight. I told her, I channeled you. And I actually did it. I'm not even so much proud that I did it myself. I'm proud that it happened. I'm proud that it happened because it changed everything. And this is what I want you guys to know. Knowing your magic sometimes means that you got to scrap the whole project and start over from zero at 5 minutes before it's time to go. You have to be that open to hear and to receive the call that's connected to your higher self. So imagine if I just stayed so structured and said, oh, no, tonight we doing feng shui, the secret of mop. I don't care what nobody says. And I'm going to make that happen. I didn't. And even though it was a little scary, I'll tell you, to make that change and so drastically and so quick and so fast, I knew that it was the right thing to do because not only does feng shui energy flow through us, it flows through everything we touch, and the pieces just started popping in order. Everything just started coming together, you know, just like magic, because it was a divine purpose. So now I'm going to unleash this to you guys and tell you what it is. Those of you who are in the chat room, you're going to get an opportunity to go there first. But tonight, what I'm going to be gifting you guys with, or what we're going to be gifting you guys with, because there's a lot of people behind the scenes that's going to help with keeping this going is Dump It Confessions. It's a Facebook page now.
Yay!
Let me tell you why this is so great. Because the confessions are all 100% anonymous, but they will get posted. Once you like the page, there's a link right above About where you can go and you can fill out your confession that you're going to dump or something you want to confess. And then we're going to put it. And you can come here and you can check it out. You can comment on other people's confessions and dumps. This is where we start talking about the collective consciousness. This is a place where conscious people can come together and we can get this out. And I can't tell you how therapeutic it's going to be for you to even read what someone else dumped. You don't have to know their name. You don't have to know what part of the world they live in. But just the fact that they got this out of their system, it's going to generate so much discussion. It's going to release so much energy. It's going to build so many connections. It's going to open up so much heart, so many heart chakras. It's going to just allow our chi to continuously flow throughout the universe, and this energy can get recycled for positive energy. Positive energy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I am, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like pop in the bottle or pop the molly, I sweat, or whatever they say.
Let's blow.
Okay, I'm sorry. But so you guys, how you get to dump it is to go, you could go over to Facebook and it's Dump It Confessions. And Dump It Confessions and put them up. And what we're going to be doing here tonight, we're going to play some music, but I want you all to go over there. I want to invite you to go over there. There are more things soon to come where you're going to be able to have this Dump It app over on your smartphones, on your Apple phones. It's going to be everywhere. We're going to have the whole collective consciousness of the world dumping it and everyone just being able to see what people are releasing. It's a way to let you know, I don't care how crazy that thought is that you need to get out of you so it doesn't set up roots and start sprouting and growing within you, that there's other people who think like you that's going through some of the same things that you're going through, that you're going through. So all you have to do is get over there and definitely go there. We're going to be posting the gods and goddesses of Dump It Confession will post it. No one knows who you are, so you can feel free to dump. We don't collect any information. It is 100% anonymous.
Yes. Let me let Miss Blue, because you know the Remix family is very, very, very supportive and anxious, and they have already started commenting. So let me just say, you guys, for those of you who have already done it, which is fine, you've commented on statuses, but you're also sharing things that you would like to dump. When you get to the page, you want to click on where it says About. There's a link that's right above that. It starts with docs.google.com. You want to click on that, and that's what you're going to use to post your Dump It message. Now, those of you who have posted it, maybe it needed to go to the Etherverse, so that is fine. But if you want to actually post the private message, you can do that as well using the link that is right there above where About is on the page.
Yes, and it will take you to a Google Doc, and you just fill that out. You just fill that out and you dump. And here's what we're going to do during this show. I want to invite you all over to Facebook so that you can, if you see a dump that you know, you feel like you want to speak to, you want to say some words to, definitely feel free to do that. But we're going to be reading some of the dumps, taking some readings, doing some readings, but we'll be reading some of the confessions, some of the dumps as well. So, yeah, we're gonna be definitely going to be making history with it.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed, you guys. So we are going to be doing that. And what I'm going to do, I'm getting set up here. So are they already dumping Esther?
Oh, oh yeah. They are. They are already dumping. Mm-hmm.
They are jumping. You guys are jumping. I want you to definitely like the page as well. So that's important, too, because we unlock certain things as we like the page. And, you know, pass it on to your coworkers. Somebody pissed you off in the grocery store. Tell them to go dump it, you know, to go over to Facebook and dump, you know, so that they can get this energy out of them, you know. So that they can get this energy out of them. Yes, yes, yes. Now I'm trying to figure out how to get my butt over there. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. We're live in the remix. I'm excited. I want to go back. Let me refresh the page here and see what's going on. Let's see. I can only imagine.
Let's see.
Okay, beautiful. So lots of likes. Some of you, wow.
Yes.
Real interesting.
Yes. This is what prompted my comments. Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to delete some of these comments and just because you guys, I know you were in such a hurry, but we're just going to delete the comment because I'm quite sure you didn't want the world to see you say that. Mm-hmm. So it's imperative that we see, this is why we need to dump, because it keeps you clear.
Absolutely.
You can follow directions and, you know, you can follow directions and, you know, we want to do that too. Ooh. We want to do that, yeah. We want to delete these comments. Yeah, we will delete them. Miss Blue got you. I got you. I got you, guys. So we have about 20 people over here, which is really a good start. I think that's what I see. I'm going to delete your comment. If I deleted something that you wanted to have, then, you know, just go back and put it back there. Just put it back there. All right. Beautiful. Yes, even more of you guys coming over. As we speak here, which is really, really cool. And we're going to go and let me see if I can kind of channel those gods and goddesses over there and see if maybe they can start posting some of the confessions, if we have any confessions as of yet. Let's see. Yeah, we do. We have confessions. We have confessions. So I'm going to put them up, and I want you guys to see this is different than what you may be used to. So I'm going to post them so you can see some of the messages. If you refresh on the page. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm refreshing, and hopefully the gods and goddesses are really kind of trying to get this up there. All right. So let's see. Let's see. You guys are off the hook. For real. For real.
Already.
For real.
Already.
Already off the hook. So there are some confessions. It looks like some confessions are coming up. I want you guys to go over it. Maybe some that you like. I'm just trying to read them. And
wow.
Yeah. Let's try to, we want to try to speak some good English here. If we can. I'm looking at some of these things that the gods and goddesses are posting, and I'm like, uh-huh. So I want you guys to see, because it's going to be up there for the whole world, which it should be up there, you know, for where people can. If you have something that you want to put up, you can. Oh, wow. These are some beautiful ones. Are you reading them, Esther? Maybe you can read some of the ones that are coming out.
Let me refresh again. Let me refresh.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's see here. So number three, I hate living in Texas. Get me the hell out of here. Fuck this shit. confession number four, tired of people sucking my energy. Number five, I would like to let go of all of my professional and personal regrets and failures. I would like to let go of my guilt and shame regarding my neglect of my son. I would like to let go of my self-criticism. Major. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I think this is number six, probably. My life is a lie all the way around. I've deceived so many people.
That's a good dump. That's a really good dump for
that's
somebody.
That's a powerful dump right there.
Yeah, that is a very powerful dump. So kudos to you for making that dump.
Yeah. This is number seven. I am dumping all fear around being afraid no one will love me if I let them know how vulnerable I feel a lot of the times. Wow.
That's
powerful.
A good one.
Powerful
dump.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, wait a minute, you guys. I'm trying to refresh over here. I can't read them.
I know. My refreshing is, it's, you know, Facebook is doing its thing tonight.
I think because so many of you are dumping. I know that's what it is. So many of you guys are dumping. But go over and show your support to someone. And maybe someone, maybe you feel like commenting on. And they don't have to be necessarily dumps. They can be confessions, you know, which dumps and confessions are about the same, you know.
Let's
see. Y'all are getting it in.
They are.
We're gonna read maybe about one or two more, and then we're going to go on, and then we'll come back, and we'll keep checking. And see what's going on.
For those of you who are, I got a tweet for someone on Twitter who's asking for the page. So the page on Facebook is www.facebook.com/pages/dumpitconfessions. And dumpit-confessions. So that will take you to the site. You can also do a search for Dump It Confessions, and it should pull it up as well.
On Facebook, yeah.
on Facebook.
It should definitely, yeah, it should pull it up. And I'm going to try to get that. I'm reading one. I think this is confession number 11.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I really would like to see you guys commenting on it if you're over there. I know you guys are.
Y'all are really funny. These comments that are being made on them. Wow.
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 I got a raising. You guys are too funny. Ooh. But I know you guys are going to be, this is going to turn into one of those things where you keep your phone open.
Wow.
So you can hear the confessions going off and see what's
going on. Yeah. You know, I don't think that Facebook can't handle them. That's what I think it is, because there are tons coming in. Okay?
Wow.
Tons coming in. Wow.
Tons of dump it, you guys. So I'm really, really loving this.
Wow.
Mhm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this is really powerful. This is really powerful. Facebook can't keep up with us. That's how you know. Facebook cannot keep up with the amount of dumping that is going on, okay?
So much dumping.
Wow.
Okay, Esther, read a couple more, and then we're going to keep going with this show.
Sure. Yes. All right. This is number 35. Fuck people thinking I'm weird.
I like that.
Okay. Okay.
what number?
That was number 35. That was number 35. That's what I'm saying. Facebook can't even keep up with this. Confession number 19, which is a really, really good one. Forgiveness is hard.
That's a good one.
Confession number 23, I hate feeling incomplete. Confession number 27, I look in the mirror and I feel shame for how I am. Confession number 40, I hate that I take things so personally. Wow. Number 39, I am dumping all fears of not acting like I know myself. I forgive my husband for cheating on me years ago. I forgive my father for bullshitting me and acting like he never had time for me. I forgive my mother for trying to be the best mom she could be. I am dumping all childhood experiences of the women allowing their men to beat on them physically. Last but not least, I release my anger and negative thoughts that keep me in the same circle jerk.
Wow.
Wow.
Good one. Powerful dump.
Woo! Y'all
are dumping it. Can you imagine how much we're just releasing this energy out into the universe, just getting it out of you? And you're right, Esther. Facebook can't keep up.
They can't keep up with us. They can't keep up with us. No.
Oh, gosh.
No, they can't. Okay. Wow.
You can read a couple more. Let's see. I'm trying to see where it's going. Okay.
All right. Number 47. I am dumping my sensitivity to criticism, other people's opinions, judgments of me, and beliefs that differ from my own. Number 49. All anger towards my wife for making me quit my job.
Oh, that's a powerful dump. Very powerful.
Very powerful. Here's one, number 36, Blue Raspberry Wind, Will You Marry Me?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
you are,
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Y'all are doing the most. Y'all are doing the most.
The most.
Here's one, number 25. I need to forgive my friend, sister, wife for leaving me in a past life, so stop fucking up our relationship in this life, and it hurts like hell. I don't want shit to fall apart because of that. I love you, and I'm dumping it now.
Aww.
Wow. Confession number 50. I am a gay man.
Oh, wow. Good confession. Good confession.
Good confession.
Get it out.
Number 51. I release all my angry thoughts, revenge, and hatred.
Good one. Very good. Oh, y'all are dumping
y'all
it.
Y'all are dumping
wow.
it. Number 55. I release being the victim. Yeah, they are coming in so fast. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Very powerful.
Yes.
Number 53, I forgive myself for having herpes. Very powerful.
Oh, wow. Very powerful. That was number 50. Yeah. You
number
guys,
53.
I see you guys commenting, and this is powerful, too. It's just to be able to even read some of the comments that people are putting up under some of the dumps, you know what I mean? You know, that's powerful in itself. You guys make me so proud right now. I'm so glad because I knew that this was something, and this is a scale where we can begin to use it, and you can feel free. It's anonymous, but it's out there, so you know it's getting recycled, and you know you're not alone. So anytime somebody clicks like, you know, it doesn't mean they know what you're doing, but they're sending positive energy and showing you that they can understand where you're coming from, you know? That's powerful.
Yes. Wow. Number 58, I forgive my father for beating me as a child.
Yeah. Some powerful dumps. I see somebody up here has sent a message. People, I did put my ex tires. Oh, well, we're going to dump this because you put a message out there where people could see. You don't want to do that about what you did to your ex. Your neighbor's tires. You put your neighbor's tires on flat. You might want to go back to confessions and dump that the right way. Because all of the dumps are completely anonymous. All you have to do is when you go to Dump It Confessions, the Facebook page, underneath where it says all confessions are 100% anonymous, is to click that link and dump it. It doesn't ask you for anything. It doesn't ask you for your name, your email, none of that. You just dump it and get rid of it. Dump it and put it out there. And you'll see it post. I don't even know how many confessions we're up to, but the number is flying.
Facebook cannot keep up.
No.
I'm not going to even tell you the number. I'm just going to tell you that Facebook ain't doing it no justice right now.
I know that it's almost 100. I just know it is. It's close to 100. And I want you guys to keep dumping it. We're going to take your calls. We're going to go to the phone lines because I want to hear what you guys have to say and about Dump It. And so don't send a note. Don't send a note at all. But this will be a page where you can invite friends. And, you know, if somebody's not having a good day or something they want to get off their chest and they want to do it 100% anonymous, just like in the sessions, it's very sacred here. Everything is kept sacred. They can feel free to come over here and release that energy from themselves so it doesn't set up in their body. It doesn't start to fester and cause disease and ailments and causing different emotions to break down different organs in the body or block the flow of chi or energy that's coming in and throughout the body. You know, it doesn't. And you're even seeing people telling you, like, hey, you know, I kind of do the same thing. You know, this is a place where you can get all of this out of beginning to understand of what is going through, the collective conscious. How powerful is that? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it is. Yeah, they can't keep up.
So we're going to go to the phone lines, you guys, because we'd love to hear what you guys have to say about Dump It Confessions, taking it to a whole nother level. And that's what we're about on the Remix, really being on the cutting edge of consciousness in our evolution and just really, really taking you guys to the next level and just doing everything that we can to be living in our soul divine purpose and being the magic makers that I know all of you guys are. So we're going to go to the phone lines, calling in, it looks like, from area code 501. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, greetings.
Greetings. Hey, Ms. Blue, I didn't think I was going to get in.
Oh, well,
you
got in. I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Afia from Arkansas. Are these online?
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, you. Hey, Afia, you want to do an online confession?
Oh, no, I like Facebook just fine. I will, but you know.
No. It was a joke. But so how do you like the Dump It confession page?
I'm at work and I'm trying to pull it up right now, but I've been listening to all the confessions and I just think it's wonderful. I need a page to myself.
Just hold on, because soon we're going to have the app available that you can have on your smartphone and hopefully your Apple phone and your Blackberries. And so you could, when you're driving or somebody, you don't have to express all of this anger. We have enough bad vibrations in the universe. You could come right over here and dump it and be done with it. Just let it all out and be done with it.
And so I got a question. So I guess it's just really a reoccurring thing, kind of like fake it till you make it, because I know I can say, hey, I forgive myself for this or whatever, but it's not really true forgiveness, because then it comes back up.
Well, see, here's the thing. When it comes to forgiveness, that's great, but you have to get to the core of what it is you're truly forgiving yourself for.
Okay.
That's the key. So if you just say a blanket statement of, I forgive myself, what does that mean? You forgive yourself for what? What's at the core? What is at the true, true core of what is happening? What's at the core of that? That's what you want to be able to tap into, that energy. Because if you can't get to the essence, if you cannot tap into that divine energy that's at the core of what you're doing, why you're doing it, then it becomes useless. Does that make sense? It becomes completely useless for you to say that you forgive yourself. So what is it that you're saying you forgive yourself for? What is it?
For thinking negatively about myself.
Right. Okay.
Really?
Okay, that's a good start. So why are you thinking negative thoughts about yourself?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe because I'm paying too much attention to one thing and not looking at the full spectrum of me, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you think that maybe you're paying too much attention to To what? To yourself?
No, to other than myself. No, not to myself. I think if I paid more attention to myself, that would probably fix the problem.
You said you think if you paid more attention to yourself, that would fix the problem. Well, a big part of it is that you're sort of seeking the energy that is around you has a lot to do, it has a lot to do with, you have this color red around you, and I'm trying to describe this red, but I don't really see anything. It's almost like a deep cherry wine red, this particular color in your aura. And whenever this energy comes up, it's a lot of energy that has to do with you. One thing that impacts you more than anything is you're visually impacted. So you're impacted by what you see, not by what you know. And so a lot of times you bombard yourself with stuff that you see. That's what's impacting you. And so you have sort of this aggression that is kind of defiance with life. It's almost as if a part of you is fighting not to be here.
Fighting not to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, this red is a very, very masculine color, and it's also connected with the fight or flight. When this energy is kind of out of balance, you don't really have courage. You talk a good game, but you ain't got no courage. Not for real. So what happens is you bow down. So you see these things and they become impactful for you. You talk a good game, but when it comes to the do, you bow down because of lack of courage. Can you see that?
Yes. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. So how you can begin to start turning this energy around for you is I really want you to work more with the color yellow. And we know that colors give off vibrations, they give off frequencies. So I want you to begin to keep more yellow around you. Yellow is a very emotional color. And it also helps us tap into that frequency of self-esteem and giving us emotional strength. And it's going to help balance out a lot of that strong red energy that you have inside your aura. Because that red, that cherry wine red that you have is so strong and you have so many pockets of it. You have it in many different layers of your field, your aura field. And so primarily on the emotional level, those pockets are there very, very strong. And so this yellow is really going to help you to get in touch with your true feelings. It's going to help you strengthen your emotional feelings, and it's also going to make you happier. Because typically you like to let people think that you walk around pissed off or upset all the time. Because then you don't have to really tap into what really feels good for you. So it's better for you to be sort of in this state of pretending that something is always getting on your nerves.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 So I would say work with the color yellow. And then I want you to definitely be dumping it and confessing, because you need to you really need to let all of this stuff out of you because it's starting to fester within you. And it's cloaking you to the point where it's very hard to recognize who you are. I'm not even surprised if sometimes you don't look in the mirror and you don't know who's looking back. So,
well, I have lately looked in the mirror and thought that, excuse me, yeah, and just been unfamiliar to myself. Unfamiliar.
Yeah. So it's time for you to really take your mask off and stop pretending. Stop pretending to be you and be you for fucking real. You've wasted so much time pretending to not care, to being pissed off, you know, and, you know, all of this other stuff. For what?
I've heard this a lot lately from a couple people. It's like you got this mask or you got this defense. I call it defense or whatever. But I'm gonna work with the color yellow.
Yeah, work with the color. And even that laugh right there, it's kind of like a part. It's like you. It's like your conscious mind doesn't want to let things penetrate in your heart. So you laugh it off and everything becomes a fucking joke to you. But the reality is that you're the joke because you're the one who's miserable. Mm-hmm. And these are things that you really need to begin to start taking an honest look at. If everyone is telling you it and that's what they see, and you can't connect yourself with it in no shape, form, or fashion, then that means that your reflection that you're sending out into the world is distorted. And you are so powerful. I have watched you from the day that you have called in, but yet you refuse to do the real work. And so none of your divine purpose, that when no one is looking and you're sitting up at night trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing, none of that light can come through because you're too busy pretending. You'll never get to your magnificence through bullshit. It won't come. And you have it in you. I see this so much with so many brothers and sisters. You have it in you. And I know there's a part of you that is dying for it to come out.
Yes.
But there's no shortcuts. So I say this to you in all honesty and just keeping it 100% real. Stop with the bullshit. You have a child now, and so these traits are now going to be the traits that you are passing on to your child, to walk through this life numb, pretending that you know it all when you don't. So that fake it till you make it, I don't believe that. I didn't watch people fake it until they ass is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this work, and you've gotten given a lot of work, sit down and do it for real so that you can start tapping into your divine power. Fake is fake. I don't give a damn how much you dress it up. I don't care how much you twist it around. I don't care what you do with it. Fake is fake. You have to start internalizing this and doing the alchemy for real. Stop letting people tell you what you already know about yourself. That's what makes us full of shit. This is what this whole show is about. So when I say you're full of shit, That's what makes you full of shit, because you don't want to sit down and do the alchemy and digest, internalize all of this, faking like everything is good and you're good to go and you got it and it doesn't bother you and it's okay. No. Because one thing is true. Energy don't lie. Mm-hmm. It don't lie. And I'm telling you this because I love you. Okay. All right?
Yes, thank you. I'm going to download and re-listen to it. When I'm not at work. I'm going to download and listen to it. And thank you, because some of the stuff I can't see it sometimes when they say it, or I can't see how to get past it, you know?
You get past it by doing your work for real. You get past it by learning how to get in touch with you. Stop looking for all of these things outside of yourself and begin to look for them inside. You want to go back? You want to listen? You got notes, you done had readings, you done did it all. But if you don't do the work, nothing changes. It's basically spiritual masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I love you. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace, Esther.
Peace, sis.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Akasha in Georgia.
Greetings. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Yes. I was trying to see if I could get a reading.
Okay. Well, we're talking about tonight things that you need to dump and things that mm-hmm. you need to release from yourself. So what sort of kind of prompt you to call in?
I did see everything. I did go onto the Facebook page, and I saw the things that people were dumping. And I did do some dumping myself. I did put something pertaining to me having issues with trusting myself and kind of forgiving myself for decisions I've made as a result of not trusting myself. But I just kind of called in because I just wanted to see what would happen. I did want a reading, and I didn't really have any expectations.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm reading the chat room there. Okay, well, let's take a look here and see, Nakasha. You don't have to. One of the things I want to tell you guys is don't share what you've dumped, because it is truly sacred and it's truly anonymous. So you don't have to share what you went to dump it to dump. I will tell you this, is that immediately when I get into your energy, I see the color green, but it is a very kind of opaque kind of green color, and primarily where I see this at is on the right side of your body there. And I know you said one of the things that you were sort of kind of tussling with, or what was a challenge for you, is really beginning to trust yourself. And I could definitely see how this is something that you're kind of struggling with, because one of the things is, well, first let me ask you this. What area do you want me to look at? Let me ask you that question.
Well, my focus is always on my business, but sometimes I think that maybe I need to be concerned with some other areas of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I am I've also kind of been curious about, like, my love life. I never really spent a lot of time thinking about that. I'm so career-oriented and so focused on where my business is going that I don't really think about relationships and, you know, being connected to that special someone and so on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's take a look at where your focus is, because where your focus is, by your own admission, is where all of your energy goes. And so we know wherever thought goes, that's where energy flows. So we're going to take a look at this particular area. One thing I can tell you is that definitely this is an area of your life that you struggle with, of trying to bring into some sort of harmony in this particular area, that there is struggles of harmony here. And one of the things I can tell you is that sometimes you become stagnant in your work, or your work seems to be sort of stagnant. There'll be times that it picks up and then other times that it becomes stagnant. Do you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of this has to do with, I want you to begin to think about a neon green light and think about a light that is shining. And if there is something that is shining in front of a light, and the light can't come through. So if there's something there blocking this light, it won't allow it to come through. And why you're having trust issues with yourself is because you're not being authentic. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to your soul work and your purpose work, if you're not doing it from something that is truly divine and authentic for you, then it is going to become stagnant. Doesn't that make sense? It is going to require so much of your energy that you can't focus on anything else, because you have to put so much energy into keeping this light glowing. If it is authentically coming from you, then that light is going to shine no matter what you're doing, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. So this is about you trying to find your authentic voice, because it's almost like singing somebody else's song. Sooner or later, they're going to come back, or somebody's going to say to you, that song you singing, that song belonged to Mariah Carey. Or that song belongs to Whitney Houston, and you can't sing that song like they sing it. Where's your song? Where's your authentic song? So when it comes to you doing your work, let it be something that really was birthed inside of you, not something that was that you were motivated by, but something that was really inspired, not just for the purpose of work. In the Kim Business class, one thing that we do is we dispel that whole myth about a job or a business, and we help you to see that in a very new way that opens up opportunities that can't be open, especially when you're talking about divine spiritual work. Can't be a business. It can't be. How could it be? If this is your life work, how could it be? So this is really about you getting back to your authentic self and finding out who that really is, and not sort of looking out into this window called the world and picking up pieces from everyone that comes around, because that's going to become confusing, because it's too many voices, it's too many names, it's too many things. But find those things that are truly being birthed inside of you. And then you won't have to feel like your whole life is about your business. You won't have to feel that, because you will be living from your authentic self. And so when you're giving work to that, you're giving work to you, you're giving work to the people who love you, you're giving work to everyone who is around you. And you won't feel like you're making sort of this sacrifice for some business. because I'm quite sure you're not selling greeting cards.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So someone asked the question, what is your authentic self? Do you know what your authentic self is?
I think of my authentic self as being like coming from a soul level, like my truth, you know, and I think I guess everyone's truth is different, but it's my true self. Maybe who I came here to be, or I'm trying to think of how to word that, but always thinking of it as coming from a soul level.
It does. But what does it mean? So tell me something about you that is your authentic truth, because this will be something that no one else in the world could connect to. What is that? Do you know how to get there? What is it?
What is something that is my authentic truth?
Just name one thing.
I love to write. I am. I am very artistic, and I express myself very well through my emotions and my experiences very well through my writing.
So I want you to take a look at those two things that you said. You said writing, and you said you express your emotions and your feelings through your writing. If you are not doing writing and expressing your emotions in the form of writing, then you have moved away from your authentic self. That's the first thing that came to your mind. First thing that came to your mind. First thing, that's the first thing you said out your mouth. That's my authentic, that's how I get back to my authentic self at a soul level. Something for you to think about.
That's something I've kind of stopped doing for a while, and it's been on my mind, and it's like I'll hear this little voice kind of reminding me to write, like even if I'm not putting it out there for other people to see, to just even do it for myself. And so.
Because that's another thing of the green. Green, when you have these pockets of green, a lot of times it will bring up, and of course, I'm giving you those areas that's challenging for you so you can take a look at it. Of course, you don't need me here to tell you all of those wonderful things that you're doing. So. We're talking about those things so it can help you move and propel yourself forwards. And that is that envious energy and that energy of why can't that be me or how come I can't do that. These are some of the energies that get birthed out of that when we're not connecting with that energy. So I want you to begin to think about that, because if writing is something that you feel in your soul, then the next question is, why aren't you writing? What's stopping you from writing? What's stopping you from doing your work from a soul level? What's stopping you? The only thing that could be stopping you is trying to live someone else's soul purpose. So there you go.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in. And, thank you for calling in. And I don't know if you heard the show about the doppelganger.
Yes, I did.
Did you? Yeah. This is the reason why that was so important for that energy to come out. And I know you were ready to hear this. Otherwise, you wouldn't have called in.
Yeah, it's perfect timing.
Yeah. So get to writing. I want to read some of them books you got inside of you.
I
want
to
read some of
them. So I guess I need to finish.
Yeah, you need to get them books out there so we can see what's really going on in there. All right. All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
Miss Blue, I just want to let you know we have well over 100 at this point.
Wow.
I just want to tell you, the Remix family
goodness.
Has been dumping away. Okay.
Well, keep
dumping,
you guys. I can feel the ripples in the universe. I'm quite sure over the next week or so, we are about to have a lot of things on the planet change because of this dump. And you know, there's been a lot of studies about collective consciousness. But watch what I tell you gets opened up because of all of this dumping. And I know that we have 100. What I want you guys to do is like the page. And the only thing the like is going to do, it's not going to connect you to your dump. So no worries about that. It's not going to connect you at all to your dump, but it will allow you to see what's being dumped. And just kind of keep you in connection with the Dump It page and seeing all the dumps that are going on. And it kind of puts that on the map. So it puts Dump It ASAP on the map, on the cosmic map. So I want you guys to like the page. Make sure you're over there and you're liking the page. It could be that Facebook can't keep up, so they haven't kept up.
They can't.
With all the dumping. They can't keep up with all the dumping because I don't even know what number they're on.
They're on 20. They are stalled at 20, and we have left 20 a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
For real.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you guys, I want you guys to definitely keep dumping it. This is beautiful. This is. And we'll go to the next caller, but why don't you read some more dumps?
Whew, okay. All right. I'm going to see. Let's see here. Confession number 90. I forgive my parents for the abuse I received as a child. Very powerful. Confession number 91, I release the thought that I won't ever be in a relationship again, that I'm not good enough to be loved, that I'm just a side chick, that I'm just a whore.
Mm.
Very, very powerful. Let's see. Number 108, I forgive myself for the many times that I have been weak when I should have been strong. Whew, okay. Let's see. Number 103, I feel such guilt and sadness whenever my children have to visit their father's house on the weekend. He's not balanced, and they cry and beg not to go to his house like it is a punishment. It's painful for me because I want to keep them home with me, but I feel they need to be around their father so they can know and see the kind of person he is. Am I wrong for this?
Oh, y'all should be all win that post. I can't wait. I cannot wait for that to post. I cannot wait for that to post.
Wow. Let's see, number 82, it's hard to forgive my children's father for being so nasty towards not only me, but his own children. I confess and I forgive myself because I allowed him to physically abuse my children. I lived in fear for so long, I forgot I have power. I've given up on feeling and being defeated. I confess that I am an enabler, and I enabled that behavior thinking I could help him and fix him. that's not my bag to hold and carry. Woo.
Woo, what number is that?
That was number 82.
Oh, wow.
Number 77, I forgive my mother for not treating me like my brothers and sisters. She paid more attention to their needs and never treated mine as if they were important. I was always told, leave it alone, as if nothing ever mattered to me. Mm. Wow.
Yes.
Number 74, I was a virgin when I came into my current relationship. 7 years in, I love my mate with all my heart, but I so want to have the experience of fucking someone else right now. And I am bisexual. Yes, I said it.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Well. You know, confessions, there you have it. Let's see, number 64. I'm a sexually fluid individual. I am a woman. I love women. I adore women. It is my desire to marry a woman, regardless of what my family thinks. I'm letting go of all the hurt I've had towards myself. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number 65. They're awesome. They are so awesome. Wow. Number 65, I'm dumping my habit of constantly lacking trust in my intuition, inner wisdom, and discernment. I will no longer beat myself up over the bad decisions I have made due to not trusting myself. Oh, y'all are killing me. Look at this. Okay, I'm gonna read this one. I feel this one. Number 63, I'm pissed that Facebook cannot keep up. I still only see number 21. Facebook needs to get it together.
Gosh.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yes. They do, because they're on confession number 20, and what did you say?
We're over that. We're at 116 and counting right now.
And counting. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is sending out some energy in the universe that is like, wow.
Mm.
Wow. Beautiful, you guys. We're going to keep going to the phone lines. And hopefully, we'll get some more. We'll get some more in here. Let's go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello.
Oh wow! No, that's snoring. You know what?
It's a confession. Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to the next call. We're going to go to the next. Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 855. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night. How are you doing, Miss Blue?
I am wonderful. Tell everybody who's on the line and where you're calling from.
It's Griffin, and I'm calling from Jamaica.
All right. Jamaica.
Hey, Griffin.
What's
up? Hey,
Griffin.
What, Guan?
What, Guan? That's why.
Well, to be honest with you, Ms. Blue, the first thing I really want to say is, before you did this, I used to love using the original dump it.
Okay.
Because, and it's not, I mean, I love this one, you know, but it's just that it was so helpful. And sometimes some thoughts really kind of got, hey, you know, and I'm like, hey, why don't I just go dump it? And it really helped.
Oh, thank you for that, Griffin. Are you liking the new Dump It, too?
Yes, I really do. Really do.
Wait till in the morning when everybody gets to go. I want you guys to like it so all of your friends can know about it and they can jump and come on over and see it too. I want you guys to like it so others can see the Dump It page too. And just dump it.
Yeah, for real. For real. Because, I mean, letting it go really, it helps a lot when you kind of let things out and let it go in a very positive way. Because one of the things that I've been really, you know, doing something about is not to suppress a lot of things that I should say.
Yes, it helps to get it out, definitely.
Yeah. For real. For real. So I just really have to say thank you. Thank you very much for making
Aww.
This and just, you know, just for being who you are, for real.
Oh. Well, thank you, Griffin. Thank
yeah,
you. Peace and love to you. And thanks for
All
calling.
Right, All right. Take care.
All right. Peace,
Griffin.
That was beautiful. Yeah, that was beautiful for Griffin. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 217. You're live in the remix, Confessions of a Magic Junkie. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Christy calling from Central Illinois.
Okay, greetings to you, Christy.
How are you and Esther?
I'm wonderful. We're good. I'm good.
Hey, Christy. We good, Miss Blue. You right.
We good. You see me, I'm like, we good.
I'm not, because at first I pressed 1, and then I'm like, no, I'm not going to press 1 because Miss Blue's going to hand me my ass, and I don't really want her to do that, but I didn't think you were going to pick up, so I stayed, and now I'm here. I wanted to ask you about auras. When you mentioned auras and colors, that sounded so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. And what
so
did
I
you want
to know
ask?
What color did you? I wanted to know what
see?
Color did you see. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the interesting thing about auras is we have many different layers of them and many different colors. One of the main things that I could tell you that's coming up for you right now is sort of this orange color and more leaning towards more of a yellow color. More of a yellow color. And let me tell you about this particular color when I see it. And I want to give you something so that you can begin to take this away from you and it can actually help you. But I know instantly that you've been dealing with situations that have frustrated the hell out of you lately, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, and you've heard this quite a few times throughout your life, I'm sure, you may not always have agreed with it, but that you can be somewhat immature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these are the colors that's in your aura. So that's how the auras work when you kind of see them. I know for me it's a little different. People have so many ways that they begin to start to look at auras and see them. And these are the colors. I see these little pockets. And when I see these pockets and I see these colors, they give off a frequency and a vibration. And that's telling me about different things that is energetically coming from your energy. And so it's many different levels that the aura can actually be read. And it can change. This is the beautiful thing about an aura. It can change. And it's based upon your thoughts. It's based upon emotions that you have going on, how you're feeling. And it sort of kind of leaves these footprints to say, check it out. This is what has happened to me. This is what's been going on with me these times. And here are some of the areas where I'm challenged at. And so this is where you are. One of the things that I will tell you of how you can begin to bring yourself on the lighter side of this energy, particularly when it comes to frustration, is you have to start being more proactive than reactive. Because right now, your ass is just, you reacting to everything. A dog bark, you reacting. Somebody break a glass, you reacting. Somebody say something, you reacting. Somebody do something, you're reacting.
And so nowhere in there are you sort of being proactive when it comes to your own thoughts, to your own feelings, of what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and what you're doing. You're just being reactive to everything that is around you. So it's time for you to really kind of get back on the other side and be proactive. And this is going to come from you facing a lot of your fears, speaking sort of your truth, and being able to communicate that from a very, very clear and authentic place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what you mean when you say okay. Y'all know how I feel about that word okay, right? Y'all know how I feel. Mm-hmm.
Okay means I hear you and I agree. The confusion behind the okay means, you know, where do I apply that? Because I think that's one of, always been one of my issues of confusion. So I hear you. It definitely came through. I get it. I'm not really sure how I'm going to apply it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what's really going on. All of these things are happening because what you don't want to have is the fear of rejection. So as a consequence of you not wanting to be rejected, you are doing all of these other things of reacting to things so that you don't get rejected. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So how you can begin to apply this is really begin to understand that rejection for you, and this started somewhere energetically around the time when you were about, I'm going to say about 6 years old. Spirit is showing that that's a marker for you. So there were some things that happened to you during your life when you were around 6 years old, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah.
I have a
that
guess,
happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, okay.
No, that was, I was just agreeing. I had nothing to add.
Okay. That happened to you when you were around 6 years old, that really this is where your reaction part started to come in for you. And so you learned how to be reactive as a part of being accepted, you see. But it's time for you to come out of that, because what's happening now is that even though you're doing all of this reacting, and again, the shit looks good on the surface, looks really, really good on the surface, you know. You look like a very well-put-together sister, and you are. You put yourself together very well. But once it comes to getting down to the intricate things about what's flowing through your heart and your mind, there is a very strong conflict. Because a part of you is still 6 years old, and you're still reacting. So it is going to take for you to really do some soul-searching in this particular area. I want you to take some time before you go to sleep each night, and I want you to journal down some of the most amazing things that happened to you in your life where you were the one to initiate it.
All right.
But the first question I want to ask you is, do you really want to move on?
Yes. I'm afraid, but yes, I do. I feel like there's something better for me once I get past it. But I'm afraid to take on a challenge.
And thank you for being honest, because you are afraid, and that's the reason you haven't done it before. But I want you to sit down, and you need to make sort of what I call a love me book. And I want you to get a book, and I want you to put love me on it. And these are going to be all the things that you love about you. And how you're going to begin to move yourself on is inside this love me book, I want you to write down situations when you trusted yourself and it worked out wonderful for you. I don't care what it was. I don't care if you're driving to work and something told you, instead of going down 10th Street, go down 18th Street. And you did, and you avoided a big wreck, an accident, or you avoided a big delay. I want you to write that down as a time when you trusted yourself and things went well. And then each night, I want you to go back and read every single one of those situations of when you trusted yourself and those things went well. And I want you to keep it. You guys have all of these smartphones, and I'm sure you're not like Miss Blue. You guys know how to use it. Take a picture. keep that book with you. So when you're at work or when you're out and about and you get that feeling that you're being reactive, I want you to flip through and read. This is when I trusted myself. This is when, and then you can learn how to be proactive and not reactive, and you'll be able to move past the immaturity, and you'll be able to move past to reacting to everything somebody says. I'll tell you guys something else, is that one of the things that I know for sure, that you must do your work. There is no getting around it in order for this to happen. But you're an empath. But truly, every single person is empathic. That's a whole nother story. We don't have enough time tonight to go into that one. But everyone is an empath. And I know this in my work. We're feeling, we're emotional beings. But we have done so much to numb ourselves from ourselves. And we have just become empathic to other people's shit. And so a big part of your problem is you're picking up so much shit because you're so reactive, it's not even your own feelings and emotions. I would say 90% of it is not even yours. And you're walking around with all of this frustration and all of this damn reacting, and it really has nothing to do with you. So get back to work. Do the Love Me book. Put those things in the Love Me book so that you can begin to start writing these things down, so that you can know the times that you trusted yourself and they work well for you, because you haven't seen that. And you can only, your mind is only reflecting on all the negative shit you've ever done in your life. And so as a result of it, when it comes to you trusting yourself or trusting some man, you jump and trust them before you trust you.
Yes, that's very true.
Not that you can't trust them, but you need to learn how to trust yourself first. All right?
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love. Make sure you come back and let us know how it goes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in from area code 240. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 240, we can't hear you. You must be
can
on
you. Can you hear
me?
Can you hear me? Hello.
We can. Hello. Yes. We hear you.
Okay. This is Amanda calling from Maryland.
Okay. Greetings, Amanda calling from Maryland.
Hey. So I love the Delta Confession. So it's very, very beneficial because that's where I'm right now. Trying to just release negative thoughts, and you can. I'm getting ready to bury my negative thoughts, so it's just ironic how things are coming into play. So
how they're coming together, huh? Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Well, good. I am so I am so glad about that. I am so glad about that. And you guys, also what I want you to know is I want you to also what I want you guys to do on the confession page is I want you to don't forget to like it.
So is there any way that you could like help me just move forward just a little tad bit with like letting go, like I'm having an issue of letting go and like recreating like new memories, because I feel like it's something that's in my childhood or something that I haven't yet let go. And so I think it's affecting my judgment and me really just trusting who I am and following my heart, because everything is like literally at another head, and it's just like I can't seem to take any more, you know, physically, mentally. So any insight would be very helpful.
Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look and see what's really going on. Well, I'll tell you, I pulled a card from the Kim deck for you. And the card that came up is card number 22, which is the volcano, which is all about letting go, compromise, and passion. And, yes, I would agree with you that these are some things that have happened for you in your childhood, and some of these things have filtered themselves over. Some of the other things is these are choices that you've made along the way. And, you know, you kind of have used this as fuel for yourself. So some of this, even though I hear you when you say, oh, I'm so tired of this, but some of this is why you get your ass up in the morning and do what you got to do. You know, chaos is always ordered. Unfortunately, I know people don't want to hear that, but chaos is always ordered. How could it not be? It's ordered. And I want you to think about it this way. On a higher level, we all chose our soul groups that we chose to come back to. We picked our soul group. We said, hey, you know, this is who I wanted to be connected with, and I want to come back here, and this is who I want my mother to be, my father, and here are some of the things that I'm going to need to experience in order for me to be able to do what I need to do. That's kind of interesting, wouldn't you say? Because that puts a whole nother twist on it. I know a big part for you, it's hard to accept responsibility. Can you see that?
In certain aspects of things, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, of course you can. Of course you can. Here's what I want you to do, because, you know, tonight we're talking about confessions, and we're talking about secrets, and we're talking about letting things go. Do you have me on speaker?
No, I don't. I have you. No, I don't.
I don't know why I'm getting an echo there. I don't know where that came from. But here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you an angel to work with, and that is Angel Raziel. He is really the angel of secrets, you know, has a lot of mystery and all of this. I want you to do some research on the Archangel Raziel and begin to work with his energy. He's connected with what we would call the element of air, which has to do with the intellect. And this is where you stay sometimes. You stay so much in your mind that it is hard for you to really get into your heart center. And so I want you to begin to work with the angel Raziel, because he really helps you with judgment, intuitive understanding, and how to really kind of put you into a deeper understanding of your own consciousness. And so do some research, give some energy to the Archangel Raziel, and begin to think about some of those attributes and things that are connected with the Archangel Raziel. And after you kind of do some research, ask him to show up in your dreams to kind of help you with seeing beyond what's superficial. See, because right now you're caught up too much in this superficial world, and you can't see your own purpose because you're so busy living in the past.
Yeah,
so,
that's
you know,
true.
And here's something I want you to take with you. And remember, this is a choice. You can instantly change this. It doesn't have to take a lifetime. It doesn't have to take 6 or 7 months. It doesn't have to take all of that. You can decide right now to change that. And here's something that I want you to know, is that you can't have a new day if you keep bringing yesterday into today.
Yeah.
There's no way. You're not even giving yourself a full chance to live a beautiful, wonderful day because you keep bringing yesterday into today.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
That's very true.
You see? So focus that energy and say to yourself, I'm going to allow myself to have a new day. That means I'm not going to bring it up yesterday. I'm not. And, it, you know, wherever energy goes, that's where thought flows. You know, this is where all of this energy goes into this particular area. So the more and more you give energy to this, the stronger those emotions, those patterns in your mind and in your thought process is going to begin to start taking over and start just festering itself into this particular area. So tell your secrets, you know, let them out. Allow yourself to be. Who would you be? This is what I want you to do. This is also something from the Kim Business class. But I want you to write down, who would you be? Or who were you before the world told you who you were? Or even before the world fucked you up? Who were you?
I've been asking that question, Ms. Blue. Wow.
You've been asking that question, then beautiful. Write it down. Because, see, in order for you to know who you were, you have to know it. You understand what I'm saying? You have to internalize that. You've internalized this negative image of yourself for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, you can decide right now at this very moment. Depending on what part of the world you're in, it may be 1:15 a.m., that no longer is that you. And today you decide to live from that space that's within your heart and not within your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that all of your days will be filled with light and love. But you have to decide that. Like I said, I don't know if you heard the show about the doppelganger.
No, I plan on listening to that tomorrow at work. That's what I listened to today.
Yeah.
Listen
to that tomorrow at work. That's going to be a good show because, you know, one of the other things that spirit guides tell me all the time, that as humans, we do fucked up, we do sad, being sick, being angry, being depressed, we do that shit so well.
That's true.
We do it so well. No one wants to do being happy, full of life and living.
We want it, but we don't really do things to live it, you know, easier said than done type deal.
No, it's not, because you can decide. I've been telling you that for the last 3 minutes, and you still haven't decided that that's what you're going to do. You have to decide that that's what you're going to do. Just like you get up in the morning, and you pull out a pair of panties or drawers or whatever you want to call them, and you put them on, you decide what you're going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide what you're going to do about your life. Because right now you're kind of on that teeter-totter. And you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back. Aren't you tired of that?
Yeah, because I can't seem to finish anything or want to start something, and it just never really manifests into anything.
So
like
once
I'm already
again,
defeated.
Right. So once again, I'll say to you, you can decide right now to change that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm
but
changing
you still
it right
are-
now.
Okay, that's what I need to hear. So, say it for everyone. Ms. Blue, I decide.
Ms. Blue, I decide to change that right now.
That's right, but we can't just put a blank word. What you changing?
I'm letting things go and living in the now and being positive and moving forward. And enjoy each and every day.
That's it. That's it. Beautiful. There you go. That's got to feel better.
It does.
It has to. And that's what I want you to remember, that at any time that your mind begins to take you back,
mm-hmm.
remember, you can decide to be present. That's all it takes. Sometimes we think we got to jump up and down, hold up one foot, you know, throw some salt over our shoulder, and lick a couple of candy sticks. You ain't got to do all of that. You can decide that this is what this is. Now, there's other work that will help support that, and this is what the remix is all about, is to help empower you and everyone who comes on this platform. That's why I created the Know Your Magic deck, because that helps you with that. Do you have that, by the way? Because that's a tool that you can use. The audio.
No, I don't have that. Okay.
It's another tool. You have to start making these investments in you. The Soul Body Workshop is going to be. It's lots of things that I can name out there for you guys that you can decide. Brother Bobby Hemmett has tons of things.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things that you can begin to do. Brother Bilal does the readings. We have Brother Panic, and he has things. Queen Afua, and she has things. Dr. Phil Valentine, and he has things. Dr. Delbert Blair, he has things. There are so many things. Brother Wayne Chandler, and he has things. Dr. Umar Johnson, he has things. I could go on and on and on. There are so many tools out here that will help you stick with your decision. But the one thing nobody can make you do is to take away your free will. You're always operating in free will. That is the law that trumps everything.
Mm-hmm.
Free will. Remember that. And you have it. You have it. That is the law that trumps everything. Goddess Rainwater, she has it. She has everything from necklaces to jewelry to earrings to dream catchers to put above your bed to omelets that you can wear and things you can put on. Ascended Being, they have the card pouches that you have. They have also, what do you call them, the pieces, the organ pieces that you can use that are charged up with crystals and different energies. So many people have things that you can begin to do so that you can stick with your decision.
Okay.
Your decision.
I've been using crystals, so it helps ground me just a little bit. So that's good to know. I'll take advantage of those other resources.
That's right. That's what you got to do. You decided right here. So now, don't go back. Don't go back. You made a decision. And any time that you do go back, just come back to the place where what you're deciding, this is what I decided to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you get pissed off, don't push that down. Allow yourself to be mad. Who says you can't be pissed off? Hell, I get pissed off all the time. Who says you can't? But I don't stay pissed off. I don't live there forever.
Yeah, I know.
I get sad. I get angry. I don't live there forever. It's a natural emotion. Allow it to move through your body and then come back to your natural essence of who you are. You've got to let it go. And that's what tonight's show is all about. That's why Dump It Confessions is so important, because we got to get this stuff out, you guys. It's like 5-day-old trash that's. You know, you got to get it out. When you let it out, when you confess and you dump all of this stuff and just dump it, it is free. It is really, really free.
Yes, it
all right.
Awesome.
Well, thank you
for
calling
so
in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. All right. Well, listen, you guys. Wow. Can you leave? 7 minutes to go? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? happened? I have to say, like, my God, son, what happened? What happened? 7 minutes to go, you guys. And I want to say this. I want you guys to definitely be reaching out to Brother Bobby Hemmett because he has the Sekhmet and her son package that is so powerful, and you're going to get so many things inside this package. It's ready to go, and so much is there. You definitely want to hit Brother Bobby Hemmett up and get this packet. You're going to get some very rare pictures of the goddess Sekhmet. You're going to get the ritual book from her son that's in this packet, along with a whole lot of other goodies. You're also going to get all of his libations, Brother Bobby Hemmett, all the libations he's done. You'll be able to get that, DVDs, CDs, all in this one packet. And you can contact Brother Bobby Hemmett at 678-358-1055. And you can definitely get that. You guys, oh my goodness, it looks like maybe Facebook is catching up, but oh gosh, I'm so excited about this dumping ASAP. What about you, Esther?
Very excited, very useful tool. Yeah, this is monumental for sure.
I am so excited about this, you guys, and I already it's so many likes over there, and I know it's going to be so many more, and I just can't wait to see all of you guys and everyone. I just want to kind of give some shouts out to some of the countries, and we have the UK, of course, the United States, and we have India, we have Canada, Australia, the Philippines, and Malaysia. Oh, wow. Wow. India. Wow. I'm looking at some of these places. Germany. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Okay. So y'all are getting it in international countries out there, as well as the U.S. countries out there. It looks like we have everyone over here dumping it from age 13 all the way up to age 65. Y'all getting it in. Y'all is dumping it. So we want you to keep dumping it. You know, when a coworker says something snotty to you, go dump it and then say, here you go. Because soon what I'm going to have is like little digital bumper stickers and digital stickers where you can pass it on to somebody. when they piss you off, you tell them to go dump it. Go dump it and confess that and get it out your system.
Yes.
Yes, you can tell them to go dump it. Hey, go dump it, man. Go dump it. So, I'm excited. I can't wait for the app to come because I know that's coming. I got an amazing God brother working on it, and I know that's going to be coming, and I can't wait for that. Just another tool so that we can continue to know our magic and do it in a very, very divine way. This has been such a wonderful weekend. Esther, thank you so much for hosting with me here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Remix family. Always a joy being here.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Blue, you still there? No, I think I'm still here, everyone in the chat room. I can't hear Miss Blue, though. Miss Blue might have warped again. Okay, good. You all hear me. Okay. Hey, Remix family. No, Miss Blue isn't gone. She'll be back. She just warped, you know, doing her work. Hey, y'all. Y'all so silly. So everybody make sure you are going to Dump It over on Facebook. Again, it's Dump It Confessions. You can actually search for it, and it will pull it up. And the link to use to Dump It is posted in the About section, so you want to make sure you click there. and don't post your dump it on someone else's dump it. Get your own dump it. Always a pleasure being here with you all. Always fun in the remix. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. There she goes. See, I told y'all, she just warped a little bit. That's all.
I just warped. I had to go dump it. Listen, you guys, again, I just wanted to say much love to all of you guys out there, Sister Manya as well, and, of course, to you, Esther, and the whole Remix family, you guys. It's always amazing when we can come together and we can birth new and beautiful things. Again, this is my gift to you guys from the Remix. I want you to spread this, though. This can be the best gift that you give to someone in your life. That they never thought was possible. Give them the gift of dump it confessions and tell them how to get there. This can be the greatest gift that you can give to somebody. You see somebody in the grocery store and they looking all frown faced and their day is not going well. You can tell them, hey, check it out. Go dump it and confess. Get rid of that. Let it go. And move yourself to a whole nother level, a whole nother level. Well, much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to you guys. See you guys in the readings. Me and Esther, we're about to get out of here. Esther, I don't know about you, but I'm going over to Dump It Confession and see if we can catch up with some of these, if Facebook can get caught up and we can catch up with this. And you guys, pass it on. Love you guys. Leave us a comment. You know what to do. If you like it, download, download, download. If you love it, leave a comment over on Facebook on the Remix Radio or the Remix Family page. Send us a note, me or Esther, so that we know. See you next week. Peace and love, you guys. We're going to get out of here.
Peace, Remix Family.
Peace, you guys. We're going to go dump it. We're going to go dump it, dump it, dump it. That's what we're going to do. We really would encourage you to go dump it, too. Okay? Confessions of a Magic Maker, making history, as always, in the Remix. Peace and love.
When I'm nervous, I have this thing, I talk up. It's like I need to tell someone, anyone to listen, and that's where I seem to mess up. I forget about the consequences. For a minute there, I lose my senses. And in the heat of the moment, my mouth starts going, the words start flowing. But I never meant to hurt you. I know it's time that I learned to treat the people I love like I wanna be loved. This is a lesson learned, and I hate that I let you down, and I feel so bad about it. I guess karma comes back around, 'cause now I'm the one that's hurting, yes. And I hate that I made you think, yes, that the trust we had is broken. So don't tell me you can't forgive me, 'cause nobody's perfect, no, 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 no. Listen, if I could turn back the hands of time, I swear I never would have crossed that line. I should have kept it between us, but Jessie went and told the whole world how she's feeling. So I sit and I realize, with these tears falling from my eyes, I gotta change if I wanna keep you forever. I promise that I'm gonna try, but I never meant to hurt you. I know it's time that I learned to treat the people I love like I wanna be loved. This is a lesson learned, and I hate that I let you down. And I feel so bad about it.
no, no,
no. Nobody's
perfect. No, 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 no.
Wow.
Guys, we're going to get out of here for real this time. And we just want to encourage you to keep dumping. You know, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, the good thing is if you like it on Facebook, you can find it on your page. And so you can dump it. You can dump it wherever you are in the world. I just want to encourage you, don't hold on to that stuff. It will fester inside of you. It will start to break your body down, your mind down, and it will do things to you. It'll start making you think the other song, Hello Love.
That's right.
You know, it'll start making you act a different way. It'll start, you know, making you do things that you don't want to do. It'll put you in a state of constant fear and a constant state of being on the reactive mode, and you'll find that everything is a trigger for you. It doesn't matter where you go, nothing positive will start to follow you. So you want to get that stuff out of you. You want to get that energy out of you, because what it does is it dims those thousands upon thousands of those little chakras inside of your body, those spinning wheels of light. What it does, every negative thought takes one of those bolts of light out of you. And that just lessens your light even more and more and more. You want to dump it. You want to dump it, and you want to let your light shine bright. You want to be in your true, authentic self at the highest vibration that is possible. And so I want you guys to do that for real. So I will see you guys on the flip side. We'll be back next week in the remix. Until then, you guys can go dump it. Peace and love, everyone. Peace. Peace.